Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Ches, mitzvah 308, as we continue with the mitzvahs related to the Chagim. And today is the first one related to Shavuos, the first one that has to do with the Malacha on Shavuos. We already had the Karban brought on Shavuos, that was the Shtei Lechem, that was the last mitzvah 307. And now we have the two mitzvahs relating to Malacha on Shavuos, as we have two mitzvahs relating to every Chag. We have two mitzvahs relating to the Malacha on the first day of Pesach, and the last day of Pesach, and now we have two mitzvahs related to the mitzvah of Shvisa on Shavuos, and now we'll have two mitzvahs related to the mitzvah of Shvisa on Rosh Hashanah, and then the Karban Musaf, then Yom Kippur, V'chulu, as we continue. So today we get to speak about Shavuos, which Abba Aleinu Latova is in Yana Diyoma. Says the Pasuk at the end, after we talk about the Shtei Halachem and the Tznufa that takes place, says the Torah in Chaf Gimel Chaf Aleph, Ukrasem Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh Mikra Kodesh Yalachem. And you shall call Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh Mikra Kodesh Yalachem. You shall call it Mikra Kodesh, which we've already learned means Isser Malacha. Kol Malacha Zavodah Lo Sasu. Don't do any Malacha. Chukas Olam B'chom Moshvo Seichem L'daro Seichem. So we have again here, call Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, that is the Asay of not doing Malacha, and the Lo Sasay, Kol Malacha Zavodah Lo Sasu. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll also mention the fact that the next Pasuk, you'd think the next Pasuk should be Rosh Hashanah. And for some reason, we have some matnos aniyim that are stuck in here, though we already counted them in the previous parshiyos when we had them earlier in Sefer Vayikra. We have again here, uva kutzrachem es kitzir artzachem, lo sechala pasot chob kutzrachad, don't cut down your peya, veleket kitzircha lo selakit, the leket, the sheath is that drop, you're not allowed to pick it up. What is that doing here in the context of Shavuos? So maybe Hashem will touch on that also, many different pshatim given, why that pasuk is in the context of Shavuos. And then after that, we get into Rosh Hashanah. But today we focus on Shavuos. So we have Mikra Kodesh and Kol Malacha Zavodah Lo Sasu. Today is the positive. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lishbos Mikol Malacha, to rest from all Malacha. Zulasi, the positive, Shvisa. Just like Shabbos has a positive Shabboson, so too each Chag. Lishbos Mikol Malacha, Zulasi Mashem Yuchad Letzarech Ochol Nefesh. Except for what is Ochol Nefesh, as we discussed at length in an earlier mitzvah. What is it? What is the Heter of Ochol Nefesh? How should it be understood? Is it Hutra? Is it Techuya? Is it even more than Hutra? Remember the Ramban that we saw on Parshas Emor, which says it's not even included in the Yisr. There's Malachas Avoda versus Malachas Hana'a. And when is that? B'yom Shisha B'Sivan. On the sixth day of Sivan. Shezeu HaNikra Chag HaShavuos. This is called the holiday of weeks. Chag HaShavuos. Shene'emar. Ukrasem Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh Mikra Kodesh. You should call it Mikra Kodesh, which we know, we understand that to mean in Isser Malacha. V'kvar kasavti b'mitzvah zasei zayim b'seder zeh. I already wrote this earlier by Pesach. Shebechol makom shenemar b'Torah Mikra Kodesh inyano lomar kadshehu shalasos bo malacha. It means sanctify it so that you don't do any malacha on it. V'gam sham kasav remez b'shoshi ha-mitzvah shemaspek al-tad ha-pshat. Right, all the Isser Malachas make us think about the day, besides Shabbos, which makes us think about Ma'aseh Bereishis, but it makes us think about the Nisan that took place on the day and the history of what took place. And look there for everything related. Okay, so that is the Asay of Shabbos. So let's talk for a few moments about a number of topics related to Shavuos. Three, I think, to mention. And we will continue by Hashem tomorrow also, the Minchas Chinuch puts Shin Ches and Shin Tes together. So we will as well, some of the issues that the Minchas Chinuch brings up, we'll do today. First point, the Chinuch says that the Torah was given, or I should say, Malacha is Aser on the sixth day of Sivan. So as we know, famous Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, Peches, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it in Oz Beis of the next mitzvah. He quotes it as a Machlokas Tanam exactly, when was the Torah given? It's amazing. It's the only holiday that there's a machlokas about. Right? Everybody agrees the Jews went out of Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan. Everybody agrees that Tesvav Tishrei is Sukkos, and the machlokas is, what are we commemorating? The Adonai HaKavod or Sukkos Mamish, as the Gemara brings down the machlokas in Sukkah. But the question is, what about Shavuos? There's a machlokas. Unbelievable. In Shabbos Peches, Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan, does everybody agree that the Torah was given on Shabbos? Either way, there's a possibility, says the Minchas Chinuch, that we celebrate the day before the Torah was given. That's what the Minchas Chinuch notes. He says, Nira Daito, the Chinuch is paskening, like the Bryson Seder Olam, like the machlokas of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan. To be'erev Shabbos, Yossi Yisomi Mitzrayim, u'b'Shabbos Nitzra Torah, v'haya az shisha b'sivan. According to what the Chinuch is passing, you say vav sivan. So fine, wonderful. We celebrate the day the Torah was given. But there is the other opinion, aval, fifth line for the bottom, lefi abraisos acheros, according to the other braisos, hamuvos shan, that are also brought in Shabbos, the yom shiyatzi yisomi mitzrayim, haya biyom chamishi, if the yisiyat mitzrayim took place on a Thursday, imkeiz Shabbos, sheninu bo Torah, haya yom chamishi v'yachad, the day that the Torah was given, everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos, but that day was the 51st day, l'sfira, v'lo haya oz yantif, that wasn't yantif, because yantif's on the 50th day, the yantif haya biyom shishi, chamishi l'sfira, so that's what it works out. It works out. It could be, according to certain Tanaim, that we celebrate the day before the Torah was given. If that is true, then we're left with a big problem. How could we celebrate the day before the Torah was given? So I mentioned, I think, a couple of years ago in a Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, that there are a number of elements that we can learn from this idea. And that is, sometimes the Hachana, the preparation itself, could be even more important. Not even more important, more everlasting than the mitzvah itself. Ironically, in a certain way, this chas v'shalom does not mean that we're allowed to prepare, let's say, like certain you know, people might feel, Rav Chaim Volozhin writes against this, as long as I'm preparing for a mitzvah, I can do the mitzvah after the time for the mitzvah. Whether it's davening, or whether it's anything. If I prepare to shake a lulav on Sukkot, and then I finally get around to shaking it after Sukkot, I wasn't used to the mitzvah, no matter how great the preparations are. If I prepare for davening, and I don't daven on time, so then, doesn't matter. You have to do the mitzvah in its proper time. But the preparations definitely add a major element. The Sfasemis notes that this might be the pshat of the tour. The tour in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, notes that the Medrash says, Olakachtem Lechem Bayom HaRishon, later on in Emor, we'll talk about the Dal and Minim. Olakachtem Lechem Bayom HaRishon, should take the first day. What do you mean the first day? The first day is the 15th day of Tishrei. The Chi Rishon Hu, Ba'alo Chamisha Asar, who is the 15th day. Says the tour, quoting the Medrash, El Rishon Lecheshben Avonos. It's the first day that anybody could do any Averis. The first day of Sukkot. Why? Because after all, says the Chinuch, quoting a Medrash, that, you know, from Elul, we're all doing tshuva, and we're focused, and we're so busy. And then Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're fasting, and we're getting ready for Yom HaDin. And then Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Beinonim Mis'aneh, Mevatelim Shnei Shlishim. Yom Kippur, everybody's Mis'aneh, everything's forgiven. So there's no time to sin. For Elul, for Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. And then what happens after Yom Kippur? B'motzah, Yom HaKippurim, Oskim B'mitzvah, Sukkis V'lulav. Veinos and Avonos. There's no time for sins. Lakach kore yamtif rishon. Rishon lecheshben avonos. That's why it's called rishon, the first day of Sukkot. It's the first day that you can sin. Because up until that point, you're just so busy. Ask the Sfas Emes and Parshas Ha'azinu, I don't understand. The 4 days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. You can't do any sins because you're busy getting the Sukkah and the Lulav ready. And what about the first day of Sukkot? You're actually using the Sukkah. And you're using the Lulav. So you'd be like, Kal v'chomer, if you're not going to sin preparing those 4 days, so you surely be protected and you shouldn't be sinning when you actually have it, says the Sfas Emes. Ein hadavar rachok. It's not so far off to suggest. She yoser kalach v'hatzala yesh v'hachanas ha-mitzvah miguf kiyam ha-mitzvah. Sometimes there's a greater hatzala you can get from preparing for the mitzvah than the actual mitzvah. Number one, the mitzvah takes a moment. The hachana takes as long as you put into it. So the more we prepare, the more we get out of it. Any mitzvah. So says the Sfas Emes, in a sense, the hachana is even greater. And that's what this Minchas Chinuch is suggesting, that even according to the opinions that say that the Torah was given on Zion Sivan, and we celebrate Vav Sivan, we're celebrating the Hachana, we're celebrating that we just spent the past 7 weeks getting ready for our marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that itself is reason for Simcha, and that it could even be another pshat of what we say in the Haggadah, if we were brought to our Sinai and didn't get the Torah, Dayenu, because it was still that Hachana, the readiness was what was very special and very significant for us. The Ksav HaKabbalah also mentions this idea about Hachana playing a role in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, a beautiful idea from Reb Becklenburg. Ksav HaKabbalah says that Hashem is described, and the Shechin is described as an Eish Ocheles, a consuming fire. And the Ksav HaKabbalah says, L'dayti, how are you supposed to understand this? Hashem is not physical. Hashem, we use anthropomorphism just to help us understand it. But God doesn't have a physical quality. What does it mean? He's a consuming fire. L'dayti eina mechuban bazeh wahashvos l'damo, says Marek for Hashem, el eish ocheles ve'echuto. Chas v'shalom. V'chalilo anu l'hagshim kvod Hashem el dvar gashmi. No. But the point is, why does he compare it to an eish ocheles? Is to teach us something. Because be'emes lo haisa kuluma shave be'madrega sagazu. When it came to our Sinai, not everybody was exactly equal. Rakol echad mehem he sig v'ra'a be'ayin ruchniuso mimara haruchnius ashalafana mikvod Hashem yisbarach l'fi erech hachanaso b'shleimus nafsho. The more a person prepared for Kabbalah Torah, the more they got themselves ready. So then, that's as much as they get out of it. So therefore, if somebody prepares a lot, so then they get a lot out of it. If the people go into Shavuos, or any day for that matter, without preparing, they don't get anything out of it. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? Eish ocheles, a consuming fire. Fire consumes different materials at different stages. Something that is very combustible, something like paper, burns very quickly. Something like wood takes a longer time. Something like rock never burns. It just gets singed. So just like fire affects different materials based on their prior makeup, based on what they're made out of, so too the fire of Kabbalah Torah affected people in different ways depending on how they prepared themselves. Kamosa Aisha Ochelas Bedavar, Hulufi Kamosa Chana Hateva, Shebedavar, Al Kabbalah Saish, Kacha Bamamara Nikbar Vanora, Kulam Zachu, Lamara Ruchnius, Mikfodanawa, Al Sada Pella. Everybody got it according to what they were ready for. So again, this is all about the Hachana for Kabbalah Torah, everything that they did. And this is also exactly the message that the Minchas Chinuch is bringing out implicitly by saying that it could be that we're celebrating a day early. If you say that Kabbalah Torah took place on Zion, we're celebrating Vav, but it doesn't matter. We're still celebrating because we're focusing on the Hachana itself. Number one. The other issue to bring up relating to the Aseh of Shavuos, we're talking about the Mitzvah Shvisa, is the Gemara in Meseches Psachim. It appears elsewhere as well, but we'll talk about the Gemara Meseches Psachim. Gemara, also a well-known Gemara, we can talk about this about every Yontif, Psachim Samachesim Abeis. The Gemara quotes the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. How is one supposed to celebrate Yontif? Says Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein lo la'adam b'yontif ela ochel v'shoseh, or yoshev v'shoneh. Rabbi Eliezer says, you know what you're supposed to do on Yontif? Either or. Either Gashmias or Ruchmias. That's your choice. Eat and drink and be merry, or yoshev v'shoneh. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, chalkeyu. You have to split it. Chatzi l'achila v'shasiya, v'chatzi l'beis ha-medrash. What's called chatzi l'chem, v'chatzi l'ashem. Spend some time eating and drinking and enjoying yourself physically, but also spending part of your time in the base medrash. Right, that's what you have to do. Spending your time davening and learning. L'ashem. So, and they both dash in the same pasuk, the Gemara says, because one pasuk says, atzeres l'ashem alokecha, one pasuk says, atzeres tiyeh l'chem. Right, to you, to Hashem. So we say, either or half and half. But then the Gemara quotes that there are three exceptions to the rule. Three exceptions where everybody agrees that you need lochem, you need the physical quality. So one exception is Shabbos, because it's a concept of onik Shabbos. Right? A kol modim b'Shabbos, you mean nami lochem. Second one is Purim. Purim, everybody agrees on Purim, because you may mishta v'simcha k'siv. Also, you need at least some lochem. And the third example is, third exception to the rule is Shavuos. Hakamodim ba'atzeres, the bina namilachem. Everybody agrees on Shavuos that you're not allowed to be osik and ruchnius the whole time. You have to have gashmius. My time of why? Yom shenitzna bo torahu. It's the day the Torah was given. The day the Torah was given, so you have to have a party. It's the question that the Velt asks. Everybody asks, Shavuos? The day the Torah was given, so we should have the biggest, most, right? We stay up all night learning, we should stay day and night learning. It should be all ruchnius. Why is it that Yom shenitzna bo torahu? So Rashi quotes, and everybody quotes this Rashi, whoever talks about this topic, Rashi quotes beautifully, Sheyismach bo b'machol u'b'mishteh, we have to be happy with food and drink, laharos, to show everyone, Shenoach u'mikubol yomzeh li'Yisrael, shenitna Torah bo. That it's, we love it, we're appreciative, we love having the Torah. It's not something, oh, we feel like it's an old, it's a burden, we have to. We love it. And the way we show that we love something when we're very happy is to throw a party, to make a party, and that's what we do. There's a chiyuv of Kabbalah by Kabbalah Torah to make a party to show that we appreciate it. Good. So these are the three exceptions to the rule. Shavuos being one of them. Many of the Bali Musar point out, maybe this is also connected to the Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara talks about how Moshe Rabbeinu is getting the Torah in Shemayim, and the Malachim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want the Torah. Why are you giving the Torah to people? Ma Yeludisha Beneinu. Why is there a person here? And Hashem says to Moshe, hold on to my Kisi HaKavod and answer them. So Moshe's like, what am I supposed to answer? Hashem says, don't worry about it, just answer them. So Moshe starts talking. Malachim, you want the Torah? You don't go out of Mitzrayim. Murder isn't shayach to you. Gilead rice is not shayach to you. All the mitzvahs aren't shayach to you. And they had to be moda that really the Torah is for the Jews, for human beings. So maybe, say the Bali Musar, this Gemara is connected to that. That's why on Shavuos, we dafka have to have Gashmias, because we only were zocha to the Torah because we are Gashmi people, because the Torah has to do with being makadesh and sanctifying a physical life. It wasn't kept in Shemayim to the Malachim. And that's why having some aspect of Lachem highlights that in the clearest fashion. So that is that Gemara. There are other pshatim also why be'inan Lachem. So Rashi says that, oh, it's because we have to show that we appreciate it. Some of the other mafarshim say a similar idea, but not exactly the same. If you look in Be'ikve Yatzon, Rav Shechter and Simon Lamed Tess, similar Mites on page Resh Ayin Beis, he discusses the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas, where the Gemara says that if somebody is Misameach Achasson Lakala, there are three opinions what happens, but the first one is Zoche LaTorah. He's Zoche to Torah if somebody is Misameach Achasson Lakala. The next opinion is as if he was Makar Vetoda. The third opinion is as if he built up one of the Churvos Yerushalayim. Three different opinions. What is a person zocha to, or what is considered if somebody's mesameach a chassan? The question is, let's take the first opinion. Why should I be zocha to Torah? If I go to a wedding and I dance with the chassan, I make him happy. So why is Torah mida keneged mida? Why am I zocha to Torah in that regard? Says Rav Shechter, Hayanira Lomar. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Hashari below Isha, Hashari below Torah. If somebody is without a woman, he doesn't have completeness in Torah. When a person gets married, that's when his Hatzlacha in Limud totally starts, and that's when he can achieve Shleimus in his Chelek of Torah. And says Rav Shechter, that's what the Mefarshim say about our Gemara. What is our Gemara? Our Gemara Bina Nami Lachem, whenever there's a Kabbalah Satorah, a new Kabbalah Satorah, there's a Chiyuv Seuda. Per se, not because you have to show that you appreciate it. Maybe it's connected. But per se, Kabbalah Satorah is Mechayiv a Chiyuv Seuda. So maybe that's why the Chassan, they have a chiv suda, then he's suing because now he's zochet to his Torah. He's zochet to completion in Torah, that's why there's a chiv suda, that's part of the suda's he's suing. And that's also why a person who was mesameh chassan akala is zochet to Torah, because he's helping the chassan achieve his shlemus in Torah, so he is zochet to Torah. And then he also says that maybe that's the pshat of Purim too. Famous question, why is there a chiv suda on Purim and not on Chanukah? So the Lavush gives the answer, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that on Chanukah we were spiritually in danger, so we have a spiritual takana to remember. That's the neighbors. Purim, we were physically in danger, so that's why we have a physical takana to remember it, and that is the suda, which is beautiful. But people, Mepharshim point out that even on Chanukah we were physically in danger. We didn't want to keep the mitzvah, so we didn't want to keep their gzeiros against the mitzvah, so we risked our lives also. But another answer is that Purim represents a Kabbalah Satorah. As the Gemara says, Kimu Mashikib Lukfar. Just like at Har Sinai, so too Purim. And whenever there is a Kabbalah Satorah, so that's when there is a Chiyuv Seuda. So the Ramban writes this at the end of Mishpatim, Vayechzu Asalokim Vayochlo Vayishtu, Mikan Shosim Suda Lagamra Shel Torah. And therefore, says of Shechter, that is maybe what's going on here by Shavuos, that there's a Chiyuv Seuda, not only because we have to show our appreciation, not only because we have to show that we're different than the Malachim, but because we want, whenever there is a Kabbalah Satorah, that is Mechayev a Seuda. So three ideas relating to that topic. Okay. One final point related to this, why is it Kulo Bina Lachem? And that is in the Shemen HaTov, in the second volume, in the Moadim volume, where he says, points out what we discussed already last time, and that is that the Shnei HaLechem, which is born on Shavuos, is one of the only Karbanos that come from Chametz. Right? The Karban Todah has them also, but the Shnei HaLechem. So why Dafka on Shavuos, where you would think the Torah, the spiritual, Ruchnius, Dafka, that day you can have Chametz, which symbolizes the Eitz Sahara, which symbolizes the Sar Shebe Isa, which symbolizes all these negatives, says the Shemen HaTov exactly. It's exactly true. Because when we have the Torah, that could counteract And that's the message of Barasi La Yitzhahara, Barasi La Torah Tavlin, to counteract, to symbolize you have the Chametz and you have the Torah. And everybody gets along, and that's the Achdus. And that's why B'inam Lachem, you have to be physically involved, because we want to take the physical, we want to take the Chametz, we want to take the Gashmias, everything that rises up, and put it together with the Ruchnias, put it together with the Torah. So we all have to realize that element plays a role. So all different pshatim relating to Be'ina Nami La Chem. One final point, and that is that Rav Asher Weiss, in one of his Sfarim on Moadim, on Shavuos, so quotes this question of how could Shavuos need Lachem, and he quotes the answer that Rashi quotes, that we have to show that we appreciate it, and he says, if we show that we appreciate it, then even our Olam Hazeh is going to be added to, and we will enjoy it. He said, "Quote Rashi: Lahar shenoach mukubal alav yom zeh shabonin haTorah v'ratzoneinu bazeh lahashmish b'libeinu b'leiv zareinu to teach us shehaosik b'Torah. Anybody who's osik in Torah, it's not only that he's a ben olam haba; he's even a ben olam hazeh. Because ain simcha kisimcha satorah, like he said, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, pach melach dochal bayim zera tishtev alaris tishan, and all the basic needs. The imato sekin. If we do this, if we eat bread and salt and water, ashrecha b'olam hazeh." The Tovlach Olam Haba. Even in Olam Hazeh, the Mishnah says, if you're Madaik. And then he quotes Bederach Tzachos, fascinating. He says, he always likes to give the non-Pashit Pshat of the line, Kalashon HaHalachas B'chol Yom, Muftach Loshu, Ben Olam Haba. Anybody who learns Halachas every day, he says, surely Ben Olam Haba. So he says, that's fine. If you learn Halacha every day, you're Ben Olam Haba. But if you learn more than one Halacha every day, but if you learn Ksos HaChoshen, and Rekiva Eger, and Lumdis, and Gishmak, and he says, you do that, then you're even a Ben Olam Hazeh. Maybe if somebody just says Yotze their mitzvah and does one or two halachas, okay, they feel that they have to, so they do it, and they're going to go to Olam Haba because they're Koviya Itin. But somebody who is more than Kalashona halachos, somebody is Kalashona, Gemara, Rishona, Machronim, Chumish, Mishneh Brura, then Muftach Loshu Gam Ben Olam Hazeh U Ben Olam Haba. Very interesting pshat of not pshuto, but again, he says B'derek Tzachos to what does it mean Kalashona halachos B'chol Yom Muftach Loshu Ben Olam Haba. Okay, these are some of the issues in Shavuos. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, next time, we'll get into more issues in Shavuos. Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk about what Lekha and Shikha are doing here. Number one, we'll talk about Tosis's question, B'li Neder, of Kafal Emarka Gigas versus Nasa V'Nishma. And also, Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll talk at this time about some Geirus issues. Because Geirus, the source of Geirus is Kabbalah Satorah. The source of Geirus is Maim and Arsinai. Be'ez Hashem, these are the two mitzvahs of Shavuos in the Torah. And this is where we get to talk about it. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next time with 309.